Now, the PM surprise general election 2017, Chris Mason desk of election news with Chris Mason. Tonight, with Chris Mason.
To Wrexham and the Prime Minister. And a wibble.
Nothing has changed.
And, yes, a wobble.
Nothing has changed.
Well, actually, things have changed. When the Conservatives published their manifesto in Halifax a grand total of 4 days ago, they announced plans for a big old shake-up of social care in England. But today, they gave their plans a good old shake-up too, after a weekend of heat about them. So today, Theresa May said...
We will make sure nobody has to sell their family home to pay for care.
That bit we knew already, and we knew this next bit too, when she said you will...
Never have to go below £100,000 of your savings, so you will always have something to pass on to your family.
Here, though, is the new bit.
We'll make sure there's an absolute limit on what people need to pay.
Aha, but she wouldn't tell us what that limit would actually be. Don't worry, though, we will keep asking. Meanwhile, a voice you might just recognise in Hull.
Has she done another U-turn, Jeremy?
Apparently, yes, apparently.
God blimey, you can't trust this woman.
Lord Prescott having a pop and Lib Dem leader Tim Farron doing the same on his battle bus after Jeremy Corbyn.
A Tory U-turn on social care would be extremely welcome.
The Tory manifesto, which was always one of cruelty, is now one of chaos.
Next, over the weekend, as well as umpteen Tory ministers loyally saying this now changed social care policy was not just tickety but boo, just as it was, on Twitter, the welcome return of a conversation from 2015. Constituency songs. Pick a parliamentary patch and fit a song to it. They're so bad, they're good. These, my favourites. Soft Cell's Say Harlow, Waveney Goodbye. A Trip to West London for Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. And then there's REM's Worcester Frequency Kenneth. Wholesale entertainment for the whole family. To Dungannon, County Tyrone and Sinn Féin calling for a referendum on a united Ireland within 5 years as they publish their manifesto. Michelle O'Neill leads the party in Northern Ireland.
Irish unity is now firmly on the agenda, and rights and equality have been put centre stage of the political process. The choice for voters is clear. Vote for parties that will sit on the side of the English Tories and their cuts and for Brexit. Or vote for Sinn Féin to safeguard your rights, to safeguard agreements, to secure prosperity and our future in the EU with the rest of Ireland who are anti-Brexit. Muila Wiggis, Gormila Maiwaf.
A spot of democratic housekeeping now. You have until a minute to midnight tonight to get on the electoral roll. Don't wait for those bongs, you'll be too late. gov.uk/register to vote. The Greens have two leaders, and on PM, you can hear from them both. Caroline Lucas a few minutes ago, Jonathan Bartley now, with plans to give us a second vote on the terms of Brexit.
Well, I believe it's the common sense thing to do to have a ratification referendum when we see the terms of the final deal. It's only right that people get to scrutinise that deal, have a look at it. The government has already conceded the point that Parliament needs a vote on it. Well, look, if you're going to trust 650 MPs in the House of Commons, why not trust the British people?
Questions and headlines today about Jeremy Corbyn and what his critics call his sympathies for the IRA. 6 times yesterday he refused to condemn them unequivocally. Today he said he condemned all acts of violence from wherever they came during the Troubles. Shadow Cabinet colleague Angela Rayner.
He did condemn that bombing and he was quite clear about that. And we are quite clear about that.
And she said...
Labour have got an absolute proud record that under Tony Blair that we actually brought about the peace process in Northern Ireland.
Let's stick with Labour and talk university tuition fees. If Mr Corbyn becomes Prime Minister, they're a goner if you're an English student studying in England, Scotland, Wales or Northern Ireland. And you wouldn't pay if you're starting a course in the autumn. So students are happy.
Education is a public good. Higher education doesn't just benefit the users of the system and the graduates. It brings tangible benefits to the entire population.
Sarana Viaru from the National Union of Students. Next, the Election Desk TV and Radio Listing Service. The Prime Minister is interviewed by Andrew Neil on BBC One at 7 o'clock tonight. And Andrew has recorded the interview already and is live on PM in a bit. Finally, news reaches us that this whole new online constituency game has been suggested. Never mind constituency names, what about constituency bans? An early entry at number one, I'd say. We head to the East Midlands and Sherwoodie. Woody.